There are some statements, some assertions that are made on billboards and on bumper stickers and elsewhere, a couple of which are very common, and I know that you have seen them. And they're good statements. The challenge is that my quirky brain asks more questions whenever I see them. So, one of the things that you will see from time to time out there in public on, as I say, bulletin boards or bumper stickers or elsewhere, is that love is the answer. And of course, my brain immediately goes, what's the question? Another one that you will see from time to time is love wins. And I think, yeah, what does love win? Today's gospel provides some answers for Christians to those questions. Love is the answer. What is the question? Love wins. What does love win? Jesus says at the beginning of the gospel, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." Now, when I was growing up, the way that was taught to me was, if you really love Jesus, you'll do what he says. Not wrong, but there are other ways to take that sentence too. For example, if you love me, you're already keeping my commandments. If you love me, you're already started. You've already started keeping my commandments. And flowing from loving me in this gospel is then the presence of God and Christ in our lives. And what we realize as we look at this text and we look at the whole gospel of John is that that is the answer to the question of the presence of Christ after his ascension. And the presence of Christ, how is it guaranteed to us after Jesus ascends to heaven and after those who saw him on earth have grown old and died? What is the guarantee that Christ's presence is with us? Love is the answer. Love is the answer to that question. Jesus says, by loving me, you have already started to keep my commandments, and you'll do more. You'll continue to grow down that path if you love me. And if you love me, I will make my home with you, and the Father will come and make his home with you. Our presence will be there if you love me. And you'll know it because you love me. You'll know that our presence is there because you love me. Love is the answer to the question of how do we know, how do we experience, how do we encounter the presence of Christ? Love. Love is how we encounter the presence of Christ. We know that Christ is with us when we love and when we are loved. We know that Christ is with us. Love is the answer. But more than that, love wins. What does love win? Love wins more love. Love wins more love. Love is love only when it's shared, when it grows, when it spreads. That's what love does. Love wins by there being more love. The answer to what does love win? More love. Jesus says in the gospel that we heard today, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I will make my home with you. The Father will make his home with you. And we're thinking, okay, wow, that's pretty amazing. And then the next thing we know, he's also saying, and the Holy Spirit will come and be your advocate and guide. And I'm thinking, okay, things are getting crowded now. That's a lot. But that's the whole point. Love expands, it grows. And so the Father loves the Son. And because of that, the Son comes into our life and takes on our human life so that our human life can be part of God's life. And so the Son makes his home with us, and the Father makes his home with us because they love each other and love us because we're brought into their love. And that necessarily means that the Holy Spirit, God in everything that is not God, suddenly comes into our life. It just keeps getting bigger and more profound and more complex because love wins more love. That's what happens. That's why our favorite theological sentence exists. God is always seeking to give everything that is God to everything that is not God. Why? Because God is love, and love expands, love spreads, love grows, love shares, love wins more love. That's how love wins. And so we start by loving Jesus, and that love grows. And we love each other, and that love grows. And we go out into the world, and we love the broken world for the sake of Jesus, and that love grows. And suddenly, we are the answer to the question of how do we know Christ is present? Because we make Christ present in lives out there in the world, because love is the answer to Christ's presence, and because love wins more love, and so it cannot help but grow. It cannot help but spread. That's what love does. Love wins more love. Those of you who have close friends and children and other people whom you love, you know that loving someone means you start to get interested in what they're interested in. You start to learn and encounter and talk about things you never thought you'd talk about before. It's the nature of having special people in your life. Love pulls us out of ourselves, makes us bigger, expands our interests and our awareness, and it expands our behaviors and our actions too. It's why we say love is ecstatic. Ex, the center. Ex, out from. Stasis, the center. Love calls us out from our center into bigger and better. It's why you get up and come here on Sunday morning. It's why we do things like try to fill the chapel sanctuary with diapers for those in need. It's why we do all the things that we do ministry-wise. And I mean that from everything from giving your neighbor a ride to the hospital or taking somebody some food to giving to fund the outreach of the church to going out and volunteering. All of that we do precisely because we love, because love wins more love. And so we go out there and we express Christ's love. So the logic of this long paragraph that we heard as our gospel this morning is very much a logic that feeds itself, that circles around on itself and reinforces itself, so that if you love me, you will keep my commandments, becomes the realization that love is the presence of Christ and God and the Holy Spirit in our lives, and that leads us to go out and love more because we love Christ, and loving more we become the presence of Christ for people in need, and that just starts the circle all over again, and it's ever expanding and ever deepening and ever more powerful. It's why the saints and mystics have always described heaven as a series of ascents. And it's why it will take all of eternity for us to live completely and fully into the love of God. Because that's how it works. Because we're drawn into the very love that flows between God, the Son, the Spirit, and God. We're drawn into that love. So love is the answer to the question, how is Christ present in our world today? Love. Love is the answer. And that love wins more love. Wins more loving. And never stops. So yes, it is true. Yes, it is true in so many ways in our life, in our world. On this Memorial Day, it's true in the people who lovingly gave their lives for their neighbor, for our freedoms. It's true. Love is the answer. Love wins. Love wins more love. Love is the answer to the presence of Christ. That's the way it works. It's what we do. Love.